Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Managing Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, Caitlin Barthol. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
Now, more about the Master Gardeners, an event just finished, and the application process is open.
Yes. So my Master Gardener group is 100% a volunteer group, so this is for people who have a passion for gardening or have a passion for picking out those beautiful trees or seeing what's wrong with those trees and helping people out with it. They are just an awesome, fun group to be working with. We actually just got done with one of our biggest, I say fundraisers, but also biggest chance to get out there and talk with the community. They just got done with their long 3-day plant sale. We had that down at the Miami County Fairgrounds this year. It went extremely well, so thank you to everybody who came out and helped support the group, and hopefully you got some awesome flowers or grasses, or we had some really cool fruit trees that were there. So hopefully you guys were able to come on by and support us, or heck, even just ask questions. I know we had a lot of people stop by our what we call our Lucy booth and ask some questions on some items, and we had several kids walk through, and they walk out the door with the Seeds for Kids packets that a Master Gardener put together. So they're just an awesome group to be working with, and we just wrapped up that Volunteer Appreciation Month in April, and wanted to give them a quick shout-out. And if you are somebody who enjoys gardening or wants to kind of find your niche, if you are retired or getting close to retirement and want to find that group of people to hang out with and you're a Miami or a Linn County resident, please look into our Master Gardener group. Our application process is open. And so to become a Master Gardener, we have a little small application we like for you to fill out. We kind of get to know you a little bit, and also make sure that you are able to commit those hours to the group, because to be a active and in good standing Master Gardener, you do have to commit at least 40 hours a year of volunteer service, which we have awesome and a huge amount of ways to get those 40 hours between all of our gardens that we take care of in both Paola and Lacine and down in Mountain City. The courthouse gardens in both Paola and Mountain City, the Master Gardeners take care of. We have a trial garden that we take care of here in Paola that we, we have some trial plants, trial tomato and pepper plants that we get from K-State. But this year we've actually added to it to make sure we have some other produce that we take to local food pantries in the area to make sure people are able to get that good, yummy local produce. And we have several different things throughout the year to make sure those volunteers get those 40 hours. And then they also have to do at least 10 hours of advanced training, which we have monthly advanced training opportunities for them just to, like it says, advance their training, advance their knowledge on certain topics. So there is a fun group. So if you are interested, please let us know. We have that little application for you to fill out now between here in May. We'll have it on our website, and then those will be due at the end of July. So you do have some time to get those in, but they are due end of July because we do ask our new class to go through some training, and that training is usually in September. It starts in September and goes all the way through at least November, maybe early December. It's usually about 4 hours every Thursday. And that training will be a hybrid of online versus in-person classes. K-State helps put that training on, so you learn new topics every single week. And we ask our new class to go through all that. I believe it comes up to about another 40 hours of training to go through that training, and then they become Meritazine Master Gardeners and complete their first full rookie year, and then they get to be on our committees, and if they're interested on being on our board, we do have a Master Gardener board, and there's just other neat volunteer activities that they get to do just within the group. So Again, if you're interested, give me a holler.
It sounds like a fun time. Make sure you guys get out and get applied. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory.